بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب جواز البكاء على الميت بغير ندب ولا نياحة. Chapter which deals with the permissibility of crying over a mayit. When someone has passed away, it's natural that tears will flow as a result of sadness and remorse at that time. However, in our Shariat, we are given certain guidelines as to how to express our grief, what is permissible, what is encouraged, what is within the boundaries of Shariat, and obviously there are some expressions and manners in which a person exhibits his grief which are prohibited and frowned upon in Shariat. This chapter deals with that, the permissibility of crying over the mayyit, بِغَيْرِ نَدَبٍ وَلَا نِيَاحَ. However, wailing should not occur, nor should, as used to occur in the days of Jahiliya and ignorance, and nowadays also to some extent in some cultures this occurs, where people are invited to wail, to exhibit their torment, and sometimes people are invited or even paid to express unnecessary or uninvited or unworthy praise on the mayyit. أَمَّا النِّيَاحَ فَحَرَامُ. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions wailing, screaming, sobbing loudly, this is haram, totally prohibited. وَسَيَأْتِي فِيهَا بَابٌ فِي كِتَابِ النَّهِي. And a chapter dealing with this in greater detail under the book of prohibitions will come, inshallah ta'ala. وَأَمَّا الْبُكَاءُ فَجَاءَتْ أَحَادِيثٌ كَثِيرًا بِالنَّهِي عَنْهُ. However, with regards to crying, there are many, many ahadiths in which prohibition with regards to this is mentioned. وَأَنَّ الْمَيِّتْ يُعَذَّبُ بِبُكَاءِ أَهْلِهِ. And that a mayyit, the deceased, is in fact punished because of the crying of his family or because of the crying of his people over him. وَهِيَ مُتَأَوَّلَةٌ وَمَحْمُولَةٌ عَلَى مَنْ أَوْصَى بِهِ. However, those ahadiths where it appears or it seems that we are prohibited from crying, ulama ikram mentioned that these ahadiths are interpreted where the mayyit himself made wasiyat, he made this bequest, and he encouraged the people that after I die, I want you to wail and sob and scream and exhibit torment over my loss. وَالنَّهْيُ إِنَّمَا هُوَ عَنِ الْبُكَاءِ الَّذِي فِيهِ نَدَبْ أَوْ نِيَاحَ. The actual prohibition of crying over deceased, those ahadiths where ostensibly it appears as if we were prohibited from crying, this refers to, Imam Nawawi rahimullah mentions, that type of crying wherein there was invitation given towards it or people were wailing and screaming and sobbing in that manner. وَالدَّلِيلُ عَلَى جَوَازِ الْبُكَاءِ بِغَيْرِ نَدَبٍ وَلَا نِيَاحَ أَحَادِيثٌ كَثِيرًا. And so far as proof of the permissibility of crying without inviting others and without screaming and without unnecessary praise, ahadithun kathira, there are many ahadith to this effect. In fact, among Sahaba, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and others, they were of the opinion that even normal crying over deceased would not be permissible. It's mentioned that about Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions, لما أصيب عمر دخل عليه صهيب يبكي. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was attacked and few days remained after he was stabbed in his sojourn in this world, at that time Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered in his presence and he was sobbing and crying. Wa akha This is an expression, oh, the loss of my brother, oh, the loss of my close friend. فَقَالَ Umar أَتَبْكِي عَلَيَّ Umar said to him, you are crying over me. وَقَدْ قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Whereas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْمَيِّتَ لَيُعَذَّبُ بِبُكَايَ أَهْلِهِ عَلَيْهِ That a mayyit will be punished because of the crying of his family over him. When this was mentioned to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that Umar misunderstood. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say that a mayyit will be punished over the crying of his family over him. But in fact, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَزِيدُ الْكَافِرْ عَذَابًا بِبُكَايَ أَهْلِهِ عَلَيْهِ Allah Ta'ala will increase the azab of a kafir, of a disbeliever, because of the crying of his family over him. And then Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in support of what she was saying, she said, حَسْبُكُمُ الْقُرْآنِ Is not the Qur'an sufficient for you? Allah says in the Qur'an, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى That no one will carry the burden of someone else. So obviously other people are crying. How can you be held responsible for that? When Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, also from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, ذُكِرَ لَهَا قَوْلُ Ibn Umar. The saying of Ibn Umar was mentioned in front of her, that he had heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الْمَيِّتْ يُعَذَّبُ بِبُكَايَ أَهْلِهِ عَلَيْهِ That the mayyit is punished because of the crying of his family over him. She said, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِأَبِي عَبْدِ الرَّحْمَانِ إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَكْذِبْ وَلَكِنَّهُ نَسِيَ أَوْ أَخْطَى She said, may Allah have mercy and forgive Abu Abdul Rahman, in other words, Abdullah bin Umar. Definitely he did not lie. No, but perhaps he made a mistake. إِنَّمَا مَرَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى يَهُودِيَّ يَبْكِي عَلَيْهَا Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a Yahudi, a female from amongst the Yahud who had passed away, people were crying over her. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُمْ لَيَبْكُونَ عَلَيْهَا وَإِنَّهَا لَتُعَذَّبُ فِي قَبْرِهَا How sad it is that they are crying over her. On the other hand, because of her kufr and her shirk, she is being punished in her grave. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ And in another narration it comes, إِنَّهُ لَيُعَذَّبُ بِخَطِيئَتِهِ أَوْ بِذَنْبِهِ وَإِنَّ أَهْلَهُ لَيَبْكُونَ عَلَيْهِ الْآنِ That this mayyit, this kafir, is being punished because of his sins and his transgressions and his disbelief. Whereas, sadly, ironically, his family is crying over him at this time. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala's inference was that perhaps Abdullah bin Umar and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma had erred in their understanding of the expressions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where ostensibly it appeared as if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was prohibiting crying over a mayyit to the extent where he said that the azab of that mayyit is increased because of the crying over him. That this actually, according to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, referred to a kafir or a disbeliever, and it was an observation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the one hand, you are crying, on the other hand, this person is being punished because of his kufr and his shirk. Qalat Aisha radiallahu anha, innal kafir أو غير من أصحاب الذنوب يعذب في حال بكاء أهله عليه بذنبه لا ببكائهم that a kafir or a sinner is punished not because of the crying of his family but because of his sins despite the fact that they are crying over him with regards to unnecessarily praising or elevating a deceased, the riwayat of Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ma min mayyit yamut, that no person passes away, fayaqulu baqihim, wa jabala, wa sayyida, wa nahwa dhalik, that, and the people gather around him, crying, and then praising him unnecessarily. What a mount, wa jabala, we have lost a mountain. We have lost Sayyida, we have lost our leader, and things like this. Illa wakkalallahu bihi malakain yulahizanihi. Except that Allah Ta'ala appoints two angels. The word in the riwayat comes yulahizanihi, which means dar bi jami'il yad fi sadr, where that these angels strike this person in his chest, and they say, ahakada anta, are you as great as what they are saying? They are praising you, raising you beyond what you are. Are you really like that? So this person, in fact, a sinner, is punished because of this. So this is why this type of unnecessary praising, inviting people to wail, to lament, to sob, to exhibit grief, screaming and crying, tearing one's hair, pulling one's hair, all these things, beating one's face, etc. All these things are totally prohibited in Shariat. And Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aada Sa'd ibn Ubada, wa ma'ahu Abdurrahman bin Auf, wa Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, wa Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhum. Allah's Rasul, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited Sa'd bin Ubada ostensibly when he was in the throes of death. With him, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was Abdurrahman bin Auf, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, in other words, eminent sahaba. Fabaka Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began weeping when he saw Sa'd bin Ubada in this condition. Falamma ra'a al-qawm buka Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the people saw the crying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bako, they also began sobbing, or they also began weeping. Faqala, ala tasma'oon. At this time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we find that this hadith is comprehensive, brief, but the usul and principle of the manner in which we should exhibit our grief is very, very beautifully explained in these few words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allaha la yu'adhibu bidam'il ayn wala bihuznil qalb. Allah does not punish. Allah will not take you to task for the tears of the eyes, nor the grief of the heart. This is natural. In fact, it is advisable. When someone passes away, someone near, beloved, close to you, to exhibit grief, to cry, to let that, to express that remorse, it's important rather than locking it up inside, as this can lead to unnecessary tension and depression, etc. It's part of human nature. So Allah will not punish you. Inna Allah la yu'adhib bidami al-ayn, over the tears of the eyes, wala bihuzni al-qalb, nor the grieving of the heart. Walakin yu'adhib bihada. But Allah will punish you because of this, O yarham, O have mercy upon you because of this. What is this hada, or this that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to? Comes in the riwayat, wa ashara ila lisanihi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed to his tongue. Crying, no problem. Tears, no problem. Grieving of the heart over a loss, over the pain, absolutely no problem. Allah will not punish you with that. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed to the tongue. At the time of this trial and tribulation, particularly moth, death of someone who is near and beloved to you, be very, very careful. What this tongue utters can earn you Allah's rahmat, as we see in the previous riwayat. Person says, Alhamdulillah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, over the loss of his child. Allah says to the angels, build for him a palace in Jannah, wasammuhu bayt al-hamd, and name it the palace of hamd, Allah's praise. Why? Because Allah had mercy upon him by what he uttered with his tongue. On the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yu'adhab, a person will receive azab, punishment from Allah Ta'ala, because of the utterance of the tongue. So utterance of the tongue is either mercy, or it will be azab, depending on what he said. Cry itself, tears itself, no problem. Grief of the heart, no problem. But we have to be very, very careful that we do not say anything, utter something at that time that is disliked or prohibited in Shariat. Allah give us tawfiq.